are shaking cold. These hands are meant to hold.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Frisky Friday. We made it. We are here. And Pensacola Humane Society is in the building. We've got a cat crawling around on the desk, smelling all the breakfasts I've had in the studio for the past few months. Lots of crumbs hanging out. And, who do we have with us today? What's this cat's name?
This is Peaches. She's Peaches. 4 months old. She's a little female. She's super, super sweet. She likes to be harnessed up, go for walks. She likes to give headbutts. She loves scratches. And
what
she
is with the headbutts? Okay, so my cat Charlie, if you don't pay attention to him, he will headbutt you, and I'm just like, whoa. I mean, it's tough. He's got a hard
head. So I've heard that if a cat is willing to headbutt you, I've heard that it means you're actually part of their family, that they consider you one of their own.
Well, that's good. Well, then I'm definitely a patriarch in that scenario. Pensacola Humane Society is in the studio. Go to PensacolaHumane.org for more information. They have tons of animals ready to go home with you, and they are spayed and neutered, and they got all their shots, and they are ready to go. We had a lot of free adoptions, hopefully, over the past weekend, right?
Yeah, we did really well. We got 5 dogs adopted, and we had 2 cats adopted at the shelter, so a total of 7 animals, and that's pretty good for some of our events.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I think Escambia also had 6, and Santa Rosa had 6, so we did like a total of 17. I think it was a pretty good day.
That's great. That's great. 17 homes are now filled with love and happiness. So.
Yes, I would love to hear how some of them are doing. I bet you a lot of them are doing great.
Definitely. Let us know if you did adopt an animal during the Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption event this past weekend at the Haji Temple. Let us know, 850-437-1620. You guys were also doing free donations like almost all weekend. Started on Friday. Hopefully a lot of animals got a nice home and somebody was able to get a good value on a new member of the family. 850-437-1620. It is News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Pensacola Humane Society in the studio, Mikayla Russell and Sherry Kincaid, and Peaches. Get my Peaches down in Pensacola. So it's a he, she?
She's a she.
Peaches. You can't assume these days.
No, you can't.
You have to leave that open. Peaches, you hear Peaches, you think, oh, okay. So adorable. And the harness, that kind of threw me a little bit. So I don't see many people walking cats. Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Really?
A lot of people actually are doing it more often because the cats like to get out of the house as well.
Right.
This is her first day wearing it today. She's doing exceptionally well.
Yeah.
Most of the time when you put them on, they just kind of flop over because they're like, this is weird. But it's actually super cool because then you can just take them out. You don't have to worry about them running off if you let them outside.
Right.
You know, so your inside cat can also enjoy the outdoors with you.
Without the risk of the outside environment.
Yes. Without risk of getting chomped.
Very nice. So the pet adoption event was great, but you guys still have, you know, lots of animals available for adoption right now, right?
Yes, we do.
And you can go to PensacolaHumane.org and see pictures of them and find out ways that you can adopt. Let's talk about fostering, because that is extremely important in this day and age. We need lots of fosters, even medical fosters, right?
Yep, medical fosters for sure, because we usually have a lot of neonate cat kittens that come in.
Mm-hmm.
Same with puppies, though. I think we've had some really small puppies as well. And just sometimes we just get animals that, you know, have a little few problems, so the average person doesn't know how to take care of them, so that's where the medical fosters come in at.
And it's super easy to foster. You just get on PensacolaHumane.org and you fill out the foster application, and then you come in person and you meet with our foster coordinator, and she kind of pairs you with the like animal what you're looking for. So if you're looking for a cat, she'll find the perfect cat for you. If you're looking for a dog, she'll find the perfect dog for you. And that way it just gets that animal out of the shelter, whether it's a week, whether it's 2 weeks. Sometimes it's a little bit less, just a couple days, because then they want to finalize that adoption. But any way you want to get involved, whether it's just fostering for a day, whether it's a 45-minute outing you want to take them to, they appreciate it. They just enjoy getting out.
And this fostering doesn't only just help the animal, but it helps you guys, right? How does that help you guys?
It allows us to take in more animals. If we have fosters that are willing to house animals outside of just the shelter, we can have more animals. Like, we can get more numbers, so we only have like 40 cat kennels in our shelter. With our fosters, it allows us to take in a lot more animals. We can have up to 80 cats if we have the right foster base.
Mm. And you get feedback on these animals after they've been out.
It lets us know how they act in-house. So that way, when people come in and they're looking for a cat, we can tell them exactly what they would be like in-home. If they're a snuggler, if they're one that kind of likes to hide and wait to come out, one that likes to be in your arms the whole time, one that talks a lot, it just gives us some more insight to their personality.
Oh my gosh. Peaches just like did this little yawn and this little snuggle over there. Oh my gosh. I'm going to post pictures of Peaches on my Facebook page and I'm going to share it. So if you follow us on Facebook, go find Jake Walker on Facebook. Also, News Radio Pensacola. And we have our site on there for the Pensacola Expert Panel and you'll see pictures there. Just so adorable and ready to go home with you. Kitten season, of course, lots of cats out there. We've talked a lot about, you know, our community cats and the efforts that you guys do to keep that pet population down. If somebody sees a community cat, what are some things that we can tell them? Because I know a lot of people, the first instinct is they, especially when they find kittens, they want to rescue them, right?
Yes, we say leave it till they're 8 weeks old. They're going to do better with their mom. The second you pull a neonate or a kitten under 8 weeks old away from their mom, it just takes their chance of surviving down tremendously. Sometimes we say almost 50%. It takes down their chances of surviving. Just trying to bottle feed babies is a lot more intense than their mama actually taking care of them. Their moms are equipped to do it. So if you see a feral colony kitties out there having their babies and they're following right along, they're probably doing just fine. I would wait till they're about 8 weeks old, not so much eating off of mama no more, but when they start eating that hard food you leave out for them, then you can try to trap them and get them in somewhere to get spayed or neutered.
And a lot of times if you see just random kittens laying out there, just leave them where they're at. Make sure, obviously, they're not out in the middle of the road or something, but somewhere close, because odds are the mom's out looking for food or she may be, you know, taking them to a safer place and then hasn't gotten this one yet. So we always try to tell everybody, let at least take a look for about 4 hours or so.
Mm-hmm. And what you can do is you can put some baby powder around, like a circle around wherever you find the neonates. That way you can see if mom has came back, because you'll see little tiny paw prints or your circle will be messed up.
And if you see a tipped ear, let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, so a tipped ear means that the feral or colony cat that is running about has already been altered, so you do not have to worry about trapping them. They cannot repopulate, so at that point that they've already been taken care of, and they're probably just hanging out and running their stomping grounds at that point, so it's best to just kind of leave them alone. But if you want to, if they're sweet enough and they want to come up to you and they want to come into your lives, that's fine too. So I've actually taken in a couple colony cats that were supposed to be ferals and now they live inside my house. So
I just saw a commercial this morning and it was for one of those online, you know, food ordering places for your pets. And this guy's trying to go to work in the morning. He finds a cat under his car. So he takes the cat inside and leaves a note for his wife. We'll talk about this later. And then he just leaves. And she gets up and like, where did this cat come from? 850-437-1620 if you have any questions or comments for Mikayla or Sherry. They are in the studio this morning from Pensacola Humane Society. Go to pensacolahumane.org and check out your future forever friend. And I'm telling you, Peaches is just like the most just cute, cuddly, adorable little cat. Now she's starting to get a little adventurous. So, but you will find photos of her and all the pets that they have at PensacolaHumane.org, and I will post pictures of Peaches today. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. 850-437-1620.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's the history of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, stop. No, not that song. Pensacola's expert panel. News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We've got an app that you can download to your phone, and we also have newsradio923.com. Look us up on Facebook. Look for Pensacola Expert Panel, and you'll find pictures of our adorable Peaches. She is our kitten here in the studio this morning. So cute and adorable, and just such a great, like, well-mannered, calm, cool, collected kitty. You know, not looking to get into anything here in the studio. 850-437-1620. I've got Mikayla Russell and Sherry Kincaid from Pensacola Humane Society. Go to PensacolaHumane.org and find out ways that you can give back to our furry friends. If you can't take a furry friend home and keep them, you can foster for a short time, or you can volunteer at the shelter and be around them all day long. Let's talk about that, Mikayla. There's so much that needs to be done at that shelter day in and day out, right, that people don't realize.
Yes. Honestly, even just having a dog getting walked by somebody is tremendous help for us. It allows our girls to get other things that are important done as well. Cleaning dishes, cleaning some litter boxes, just snuggling our cats that are a little less socialized. That's very helpful as well. Pulling weeds, planting flowers, making it look nice. We've even had some people come in and paint our lobby before. Anything that you think would be beneficial, you guys can reach out to us, offer it up, and if it's something that we could use, we would take. And say you are a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
You could come
Handy
in
person.
And do some, switch out some doorknobs, fix some of the doors that don't open as well, put some grease in there. Or I don't know what you do to fix it, but any kind of help would really work at the shelter.
And if you can somehow hook a printer to actually work and print,
that would be beautiful.
That would be help, because it seems like no printer I've ever been around ever works for me. I'll hit print and it'll print somewhere in the other side of the building. I don't even know what's going on with that. But if you have any office skills, any skills, especially medical fosters, I want to definitely hit on this again. If you want to take care of an animal and help, if you're okay with giving shots and medicine and caring for an animal that really, really needs you, they really, really need you. But if it's just you've got a 30 minutes a week, 30 minutes a day, you can come by and just take a doggy out for the afternoon. I'm telling you, if you're a single guy or a single girl, there is no better way to meet maybe your future spouse than to go to a park with a beloved furry little animal that somebody's just going to walk up and say, oh, and then ice is broken right there.
And the True second statement. You say, oh, I'm just getting little sassy out on a day out of the shelter, you will instantly warm her heart.
Exactly.
Instantly.
Exactly. 850-437-1620. It's so easy, it's almost cheating, really. You're starting your relationship out on false pretenses. No, but we love our furry animals, and there's lots of ways that you can get involved. Go to PensacolaHumane.org for more information. Pet Pantry. Let's hit that real quick because that's very important. That's something that you guys do that I think is very helpful, and it's just a great service to our community.
Yeah, we do Pet Pantry twice a month. I'm not exactly what sure our dates are right now, but we do it twice a month, and we just...
27th is our next Pet Pantry.
That's Bathe-In, it says.
Oh, I'm sorry. fourth Friday of the month.
The fourth Friday of our month it will be our next one, okay. So... just come on down and we'll get you any of that supplies you need, whether it's litter, extra food, some litter boxes. I know this week we sent out a couple of those really fancy beds for some dogs. So we've got quite a bit of nice stuff that just waiting for the pantry day to be set out. So keep an eye out if you're low on your check and your check didn't hit yet, or some unpredicted circumstances have hit you, just come on down to the Pet Pantry and we'll get you taken care of.
Yep. And also, if you're willing to donate, right. We definitely are in need of cat food, both dry and wet. We always get a lot of dog food, but we don't always get in cat food for the people who have the cats.
The dry food versus wet food, I have to watch with my kitty because I'll give him dry food and he's cool on that for the longest time. But we'll be at the store and we're like, we'll get some Shibas or something for him. You know, we'll give him a little treat. And then all of a sudden, it's like they're like, hey, I want that wet food again. So is there any health advantages, disadvantages to dry food versus wet food, or is it all pretty much the same?
So I actually think there's more benefits to having dry food. That way it kind of knocks some of that tartar off of their teeth, kind of helps their dental care stay a little bit better. That's why we do recommend hard food. But if, for say you have a 14-year-old cat and she's had many dentals and many dental extractions over time, then soft food would probably be more beneficial. Or a cat with stomatitis or something, that painful gums, then we would go ahead and switch over to soft food. Okay. Or if they are just one of those cats that absolutely will not eat hard food, then we'll go ahead and cave and give them soft food.
Yeah. This is kind of a touchy subject because some people feel very strongly against it, and that's declawing cats.
We do not agree with declawing at right. our shelter. It is actually a part of their finger. If you have ever seen an operation done, it is actually the first digit of their finger. You are actually taking off bone. It can actually cause a lot more harm than good. I've seen a lot of cats stop using the litter box because it's too painful for them in their feet. Wow. I've seen many corrective surgeries done from just awful declawing jobs. Some cats get super bad arthritis in their feet afterwards. I've just seen a lot more bad than good come from it. So we do not recommend that at Pensacola Humane Society.
When we got our cat Charlie, we're like, well, we're not going to declaw him because we didn't agree with it. And we bought these packs of little claw covers. Mm-hmm. They're like these little plastic tips, and they worked for about 5 minutes, and then he got rid of them. So now we just kind of we've learned to kind of get around those claws a little bit. And
it's definitely obvious that you have a cat, huh?
Oh yeah,
our
definitely.
Couch is beautifully decorated by our cats.
Oh yes, the fringe and the almost like shag carpet quality
the blinds,
that they give
the blinds
to all
have,
of our
have. Had quite the touch to them.
Too. Yes, and my arms from the wrist up. Usually, there's a good claw mark there. But you know what? It's just they're just showing you that you're part of the family, like you
said.
Yes,
they are marking their territory.
They're adopting you, and a lot of times they will pick you. So go by the shelter at 5 North Q Street here in Pensacola. Of course, we had our free adoption event. If they miss that, what are we looking to pay for adoptions right now if they go in today?
So right now, kittens are $35, so anything under 4 months old will be $35. Cats will be $25, so anything above 4 months will go out for $25. For dogs, I think it is $45 for a puppy and $35 for a dog. So that's what our adoption rates are right now.
Man, Peaches is so cute and just so calm. I can't believe it.
And when you adopt a pet from us, they come completely up to date on their vaccines. Mm-hmm. We give cats VRCPs and FELVs, and our dogs get a DAPP and lepto, so that's a little bit extra than some of the surrounding shelters around us. So we try to do all we can for these sweet babies.
Yeah, that's a great value, because if you live in an apartment like me, you've got to keep up on that stuff. You have to show all that before you can even move into the apartment. So,
well, we've got you covered.
All right, go to PensacolaHumane.org for more information. We'll be right back to close out Frisky Friday with Peaches. look for our Pensacola Expert Panel Facebook page for pictures of her and ways that you can adopt. Go to PensacolaHumane.org. We'll be right back after this.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
On September 11, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Frisky Friday. I've got Pensacola Humane Society in the studio. Mikayla Russell and Sherry Kincaid and Peaches. You can find pictures of her on our Pensacola Expert Panel page on Facebook. We got about 20 seconds left. We're always looking for fosters and volunteers, so go to PensacolaHumane.org. Got the pet pantry coming up at the end of the month. What else can we look for? You said there was a wash?
We actually have a bathe-in July 27th. There will be some dog bathing going on. Just bring a donation, and we do encourage you to bring your own towels to dry the dogs off with at the end of it. There'll be some snacks out there and a whole bunch of fun, so come out there with your furry friend. We'd love to see you.
Yes. Go by the shelter, 5 North Q Street in Pensacola. You can adopt, foster, volunteer. They always need resources, so if you have any food, especially cat food, wet or dry, bring it on down to the shelter. And look for the Pet Pantry event and ways you can give to that. All kinds of events. Go to PensacolaHumane.org. It's Frisky Friday. News Radio Pensacola. We will be back on Monday. Thank you so much.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.